Welcome back to the NLP UK podcast. I'm Callie Fraser.
And I'm Steve Kay.
And today we're going to be looking at what impact do you have on other people?
And how could you have a better impact?
And that's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we talked about how you can talk to yourself and make yourself feel better and be more effective. So how can you spread that out to other people? So they feel better about themselves. They feel a bit more positive about what they're doing. And so you just give them a little bit of a mental shift to a better space.
And that's this, you know, that's important in all aspects of life. So in the workplace, really key, especially if you're in a leadership position, because your impact can have a massive influence on the people around you. But also just day-to-day life. You know, I want to have a great impact on my partner. Mm-hmm. I want to have a great impact on my kids mm-hmm. and my friends. Mm-hmm. So how do we do it, Steve?
Why don't you tell us the story about Gabby when she was a little girl?
Yeah, sure.
Because we've not told any stories on this so far, have we?
So, yeah, this is a story going back probably when Gabby was about 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. So I was in the kitchen one day and in she comes. Mum, what is NLP? And I said, look, I'm busy at the moment, darling. Go into the living room. Your granddad's in there. Just go and ask him about his arthritis. Mm-hmm. So off she toddled into the living room. Granddad, Mum says I've got to ask you about your arthritis.
Yeah.
So granddad said, look, honey, I've had this arthritis for quite a long time now. And the older that I'm getting, the worse it's getting. And it really kind of, it's in all my joints and it's really affecting how I move. He said, you know, some mornings when I get up, it can take me 20 minutes to get out of bed because everything just is seized up during the night and everything is really quite stiff and it hurts. And he said, you know, if you have a look at my hands, can you see all my knuckle joints and how swollen they are? You know, my hands just aren't as strong as they were. I can't even open a jar for your grandma anymore. And he's starting to get quite upset.
You're making me feel sad.
Yeah, I'm making myself feel sad just talking about this story. Yeah. So Gabby comes in the kitchen and she's actually quite upset at this point. She's like, Mom, what did you make me do that for? Granddad's really upset. Why did you ask me to go and talk to him about his arthritis? I said, oh, don't worry about your granddad. He's fine. I'm a hard woman. What can I say? And I said, go back in the living room and go and ask your granddad about the best day he's ever had with you.
Wow, what a question.
So she was a bit skeptical at this point because she just made her granddad upset and she was a bit worried. But, you know, she wasn't a teenager yet. So she did as she was told. Off she went. Granddad, Mum says, I've got to ask you about the best day you've ever had with me. And he said, oh, I remember the exact day. He said, you were about 3 years old and Mum was working. And for some reason, nursery was shut. So she'd asked us to come and take you for the day and look after you. And it was in the middle of summer, so it was a really nice day. So we thought, oh, no, let's go out for the day. So Granddad packed a nice picnic that we put in the back of the car. We came and picked you up nice and early in the morning. And we drove from Nottingham over to Skegness and we were going to have a day at the beach. And he said, and I can remember on the drive over there, Mum had given us a CD to play in the car. And we were singing all these funny songs, Wheels on the Bus and all sorts of stuff. And you were just so excited. And he said, we got there. He said, I can remember walking down the seafront and we stopped at this little shop and we bought you this little red bucket and spade. I said, oh my God, Granddad, I've still got that. It's in the shed outside. I love that bucket and spade. And he said, well, that's when you got it. He said, we just spent a brilliant day on the beach. Sun was shining, weather was beautiful. We splashed about in the sea and we made sandcastles.
You see, I'm feeling good now.
Are you?
Yeah. Just by listening to what you're saying, I know.
And he said, you know, we just had the best day ever. Mm-hmm. So What was the difference in those questions that Gabby asked Grandad?
Well, what did she do? She asked him a question.
Yeah.
Tell me about your arthritis.
What did that do?
He's got to think about his arthritis.
Yeah. That stuff that makes him unhappy, that stuff that's painful and not very nice, he's having to think about all those times where he's in pain or he's really stiff or he can't do something that he used to be able to do. What about that other question that she asked?
Tell me about the best day you've ever had with me.
What's he going to think about then?
The best day, all the best things.
Yeah.
And it's like when you read a book, words trigger pictures. She's triggered some pictures in his brain.
Absolutely. So he's thinking about that amazingly great day that he's had with her. So that picture in his mind is a really, really positive picture.
Yeah.
What if we could help people paint more positive pictures every day, Steve?
By asking the better questions.
Yeah.
So, guys,
how easy would that be?
Yeah, we start a meeting off with, right, guys, before we start, just have a discussion with the person next to you on what your biggest team achievements have been since last meeting.
What's the best customer service that we've our team's given this week?
Here's a favourite question of mine. Where are we going to celebrate after we've hit our team targets?
What are you thinking about then?
I'm not thinking about the team targets. I'm assuming that they've been fired off. I'm thinking about where we're going to celebrate. And it assumes I've gone past it.
Absolutely.
So what result do you want from this project? Whose help are we going to need?
And it's just a really simple way of changing the impact that you have.
Yeah.
And helping someone think more positively.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already said in our last episode that when we are in a great state, we have better days.
Yeah.
And when we have better days, we tend to get more done and we're more productive. Yeah. So if we could do that for someone else as well as ourselves, win-win situation.
Yeah. And if they're in a better state, then the people they interact with will have an impact on them as well, won't it? So it's interesting, isn't it? I was never taught at school that the words I used would make me or other people feel different. I was never taught that. I can't remember ever being taught that the words you use will impact on what someone else is thinking or will impact on what I'm thinking or how I can focus people on. And I'm not saying someone's having a bad day. We say, put a smile on your face, everything will be fine, every cloud. I'm not talking about that. I'm just thinking, okay, so this has gone wrong. How can we improve the situation? What can we do as a team to improve things rather than, oh, yeah, my goodness me, it's all a failure. You know, it's interesting when you hear the news, isn't it?
Oh, if you want to feel bad, watch the news.
Yeah, or Emmerdale.
Yeah.
Or EastEnders or Coronation Street. Somebody's dying, they're always all shouting at each other.
Oh, yeah.
They're shouting at each other. Somebody's done this, somebody's done that. They're this, they're that. They're always falling out. It's not a good, feeling, is it?
No, definitely not. It's, you know, again, it's painting those pictures and influencing your script. So if you're watching negative things on TV on a regular basis, guess what? That's going to impact on the script that we talked about in one of our earlier episodes.
Yeah.
It will influence how you see the world. You'll start to see it through that kind of a lens.
Yeah. So what we're saying is that we can have a massive impact on the way that people feel with the language we use. Have you ever heard people using metaphors? And I'm thinking about a program we did for a senior coaching program in the NHS. And we had a guy called Ali. and Ali had some brilliant metaphors.
Yeah. So he used, it's like the sword of Damocles is hanging over our head.
I feel like I've been kneecapped.
It's a dog eat dog world out there.
The best, my favorite one was the light at the end of the tunnel is another train coming down the same track as ours.
And can you remember what I said to
you? You pinched Gavin Oates's
face,
didn't you, and said, you be the light.
Absolutely. But I didn't use the swear word that Gavin Oates used, okay. Used in his book at the time.
Okay. So when people are using metaphors, they are using language to describe what's in their script, essentially, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're using a story to describe how their script is perceiving something that's going on. And so we can pick up from them that maybe they're not seeing the world in a great way from the metaphor they've used.
Yeah. Can give you a lot of clues as to where someone's thinking is.
Yeah. Yeah. So if people are using lots of, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do the other, I should go to the gym. I know if someone says to me, I should go to the gym, they're not going to go to the gym. If they say, I'm going to the gym, I'm really looking forward to it, they're going to go to the gym. I should do my appraisals. I should do this. I should do that. They ain't going to do it, are they? Because they're not above the line.
Definitely not above the line.
So what other ways can we talk to people? We've talked about meetings and meetings, starting off meeting with a good state. Presentations.
Oh, absolutely. The way that you talk to yourself before a presentation is so key to your success.
Yeah. And the way we talk to other people at presentations.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of both ways. It's yourself and other people. So, you know, if you're talking to yourself in a positive way about how much fun you're going to have doing the presentation, your body language is going to be different.
Yeah.
The way that your tone comes across is going to be different.
Yeah.
And that will have an impact on other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, just when, you know, for example, you know, you're giving a presentation, you know, just the smile that you have on your face, the open body language, the welcoming language that you use has a huge impact.
Mm. Yeah. It does.
And you've got a nice story about someone that you went to spend the day with who's having a meeting with their team.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell that story?
Do I have to tell it today?
You don't have to tell it today. We can tell it on another one. We can keep that for another time.
Is that all right?
Of course.
Good. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why later.
Okay.
I nicked it from somebody.
Okay. Stolen story.
Stolen story. And we've already had one of those today. So the way we talk to other people has a big impact and can have a ripple effect, because if they're in a good state and feeling good about what they're doing, then when they're going to talk about that with a colleague, they're going to be in a better state when they're doing it, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And in their mind, the language we use is painting pictures about positive, successful outcomes, like how are we going to celebrate when we've completed the project successfully on time. So all the language we use with other people, whether it be one-to-one coaching with questions we ask, what outcome would you like, what will look good, what will the successful outcome be for you, or just simply what good things have you done so far with the team before we start the meeting? All those things are going to have a positive impact.
Massively positive.
So two really simple things. Mm. One, listen out for metaphors that people are using as a bit of a clue to where they're coming from. And two, think about leaving them with in a positive state from the words you use.
So that's the end of this episode of our podcast. We'll be back next time with some more great tips for you. So we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.